God's purposes can never be frustrated. And I want you to remember that today. It doesn't matter what people out there say about God. Don't be intimidated by some people who say they are scientists and try to disprove the Bible through new theories of evolution or new discoveries with evolution and get all confused about that. Don't get confused about those things. Don't become frightened by the things that you see around about you that seem to threaten the gospel. The gospel will never be defeated. Never. Never, never, never will the gospel be defeated. God will have a people who will praise his name. And as the gospel goes out in South Africa against all of the forces around it, and in Africa and in the world, as it comes up against the gates of hell, and hell barricades itself against the gospel will batter those gates of hell down. Because the purposes of God will never be frustrated. And as we read through the Old Testament, we discover that God's plan that seems to be defeated so often finally results in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing I'd like you to remember is that the promise of God is open to all. And when you read the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, you will discover that there are two women included in that genealogy that you would not have thought would have been included in the genealogy of the holiest man on earth. The one was Rahab, who was a harlot and a Canaanite, who understood that God was going to give the land to Israel and believed in the Israelite God. And the other one was this woman, Ruth, who was a Moabite, who was included in the great promises of God. And here is a great illustration that the gospel is for all, that God's grace is extended to everybody. And there isn't a single person who needs to be left out. Not one of you young people need to be left out of the gospel. Not one of you parents need to be left out. There isn't a mother or a father in the church today. There isn't a person today who needs to be left out of the great and glorious invitation to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. God's grace is open to all. Isn't it wonderful to have a God like that? If God was not the God of all, do you think you would be amongst these people today? You wouldn't be, and I wouldn't be. There's no such thing as deserving his mercy and merits. There's no such thing as earning it in any way. It is given graciously to all who come to him. Thirdly, that the people of God are all weak and inadequate. Don't you feel like that very often in your own life? Don't you often feel that you have got no right to pray and that you've got no right to read the Bible because you feel so miserable and inadequate and you're such a failure? Don't you feel that your inadequacies sometimes overcome you and that it's very hard to feel the presence of God and you feel so unworthy and you hear other people speak about their experiences with God and you feel just that small because you never have experiences with God like that? Well, when you read the account of the women in the Bible, you discover that you don't have to be special to be used by God, not only with the women, but with the men as well. In fact, all the heroes of the Bible were very unlikely people. But on the surface of things, everybody seems inadequate. Everything seems unlikely. But in the purposes of God, there's always something happening in a hidden way that you can't see and understand. And you need to know that about your own life as well. Of course you are inadequate. I am inadequate. And yet God, in his great mercy and grace, uses even the most unlikely people to accomplish his purposes. And even you, with all of your felt inadequacies and failures, can be used by this great God. Do you know why? Because God chooses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. You see, God's way of salvation by the world standards was a weak way. Imagine sending someone to die on a cross. But we know that that is the power of God to salvation to all who believe. And today, still, the gospel often seems weak and defeated. But we know that it is not. And you, my dear friend, you, mother, you, father, you, teenager, whoever you may be, you may think that you've got nothing to offer. But when your life is surrendered to God, he can use even you to do the most unlikely things. And all you have to do is do a cursory read through church history to discover that the people God used the most, people that you would never have thought that he would have used, unlikely people that God raises up to forward his purposes.